Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K3FR, activating the Falk Care Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147/165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Falk Care Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 Hz subaudible tone for access. My name is Ron, R-O-N, and I am your net control this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on the air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh these skills through its nets. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can engage in information sharing in between our regular monthly club meetings and club breakfasts. Unlike our Sunday night net, we do not necessarily have a technical theme, but of course technical discussions are a part of amateur radio, and they are certainly allowed by net participants. Before I go any farther, is there anyone who needs to use the repeater? K3FR. Nothing hurt. This is a directed net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs during this period. The net control may offer or solicit a general question for comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join on-the-air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, Net Control will invite check-ins. When prompted by Net Control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call and name. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Please do not say, "This is," and then unkey before saying your call. This causes check-in collisions, and it's not a practice we encourage on FARA nets. Net Control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, Net Control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by Net Control, participants should take up to 90 seconds to introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio activities this past week, and to offer a response to any topic or questions posed by Net Control. If you have information for the group, you should unkey and wait for the beep that indicates a reset of the repeater timer before passing that information to avoid timing out the repeater's 3-minute timer. We are always interested in any other relevant amateur radio or technical topic you may wish to comment upon or ask about during your term. At the conclusion of your comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to net control. This is K3FR. It's a QST to all amateurs and general news of interest to radio amateurs this week. We have, as far as upcoming events, the informal club breakfast this coming Saturday is open to all at the Bistro and Falk Care Hospital. That's the 24th of February, and the time will be any time around 8 o'clock. Breakfast is usually available at the Bistro. March 10th, it's a Sunday. The Vienna Wireless Society Winterfest and ARL Virginia Section Convention will be held between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. And you may visit the Vienna Wireless. That's viennawireless.net/wp/winterfest-key-info is the link for more information on that that event. Then we have our monthly club meeting on Thursday the 14th of March at 7:15 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the PATH Foundation in Warrenton. And finally, the upcoming VE test session, March 16th. It will be again Saturday. It will be 10:30, registered by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners. And their website is www.qrc.com/db/K4VVE. That's for Virginia Volunteer Examiners. And that will be at the... Central Rappahannock Regional Library, Porter Branch, 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford, Virginia. All right. Does anyone have a particular question or topic for discussion this evening? This is K3FR. I'll take your check-ins. No, nothing heard. I do want to remind you all, too, that the Virginia QSO party is upcoming, and to be ready to participate in that. The discussions and information all shows up on the Falkir, the Farah Net Club site, and that's going to be the following weekend, March 16th and 17th. of March here. So, I will now start taking check-ins. This is K3FR for any internet-connected stations for the Farinet. Over.
W4VFW.
Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Bravo.
This is K04VFW. Chuck in Oakland.
Okay, very good. I have 94VFW, Rob, good evening. Reed, AA4RB, and Chuck, KO4VNZ. Let me see if there are any mobile stations available or calling for the net this evening. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo, K3FR for the FARA Wednesday General Service Net. Over. None heard. By the way, I did notice that on Chuck's signal there was still continuing interference from the lights on the tower. Okay, we'll now take some general check-ins for the net. K3FR is standing by. Over.
K1HTV.
W4RKU.
KO4RBW.
Alpha Golf 4, Sierra Romeo.
K4SOO.
Okay, let me take a list there. I had a Whiskey Papa station. You're not that strong. If you can please repeat your call a couple of times phonetically. This is K3FR. Over. Okay, I have a KQ4LWQ. Is that correct? Over. Okay, I got a correction there. Lima Whiskey Papa. And good evening to you. All right, so far I have picked up K1HTV, W4RKU, KO4RBW, AG4SR, K4SOO, KQ4LWQ. Are there any other check-ins for the FARA Wednesday night General Service Net? Over.
Kilo, Kilo 4, Zulu, Uniform, Uniform, David.
November 4, Kilo, Lima.
K1RA.
Okay, very good. I picked up KK4ZUU, N4KL, and K1RA. Are there any corrections or other check-ins? Over. Oh, nothing heard. So we'll just start up. W4VFW, you're on the top of the list this evening, Robert. And... it's possible I'm going to be down in your neck of the woods in early April there. So we'll be listening to maybe make contact on your local repeater. I'll be down in Robbinsville, North Carolina. So what have you been doing this week, Robert? W4VFW, K3FR.
Hello, Ron. Thanks for running the net tonight. This is Rob W4VFW in Irwin, Tennessee. And if you're here, Ron, you can always stay at my house. It's just me, the dog, and a couple extra bedrooms. You're always welcome, as most of my friends would tell you. Probably all of my friends would tell you that. You would be welcome here. This week, I put up two new 6-meter antennas, and I have dedicated a rig to 6 meters, my ICOM 7100. I'm on HF on a DX10 Yaesu and a 991 Alpha and a 990 Yaesu. I love Yaesu. Anyway, I have a question. It's not directed at a lot of people, but it might be directed at somebody. I'm looking for someone who has ever used an FL7000 Yaesu solid-state amplifier. I've got a couple of questions and some weird notices that I've seen. That's all I got, Ron. God bless everybody on the net, and thanks for picking me up.
Okay. Okay, very good. Thank you, Rob. And, my son and I wanted to be doing some technical driving, shall I say. And I think you can probably guess about where that's going to end up happening. But certainly, if we've got some moments there, try to stop in and say hi to you on the way through. Or while we're around down there, we're not going to be on the roads all the time and enjoying ourselves, but I will have radios with us, and we'll be able to check into the repeaters down there. Does anyone have an answer for Rob's question there about his amplifier? And we're good for getting set up on 6 meters. K3FR. No, nothing heard. I'm sorry. Reed, how have you been this week? And what are your activities been? AA1RB, K3FR.
K3FR in the group. Good evening, Ron and everybody. I am up to trying to finish out the course with the CW Ops, and it's a great course. I hardly recommend it to anyone who's new to CW or wants to get back into it. Very good course. So I'm doing spending a little bit of my time practicing the drills and exercises that they have, and the instructors that I have are very good. They make things fun, as much fun as you can have learning CW. It's not painful at all. My other ham activities, I'm trying to arrange a sked with a friend I made in this course. The course is entirely online, but I'm trying to arrange an actual on-the-air meeting with him. He lives in Nova Scotia, and so I've been exploring some propagation programs, VoaCap, and there's another one I found called Propy to find out what the best bands and times would be to arrange a QSO with him using our new CW skills. So that's what I've been doing. I've been doing a little on a bit of parks on the air activation. So I just started a couple of weeks ago, and now I've got 3 under my belt. So I've probably been more active with ham activities than anything else in my life. So I don't know. It's been a lot of fun, and I've really enjoyed it. So I guess that's all I have to say. So I'll turn it back to the net. AA1RB.
Okay, very good read. Thank you. And I said, were you the one that was having some issues with like brittle over?
Well, that was me. Ryan, that was my first attempt at activation, and I did get it activated, but I did have a friendly encounter, a cordial encounter with the park ranger there, who kind of, in quotes, read me the riot act, in quotes, about what kind of activities were and were not allowed at Lake Brittle. So I've been in correspondence with some state officials about what can be done about that, but I haven't heard anything back from them yet. So I'll keep everybody posted about that. I made a posting on the groups.io site for the club. So back to you, Ron. AA1RB.
Okay, Reed, A1RB, K3FR. A couple of fellows from the other club that Neil and I belong to did activate Lake Brittle, I think it was last year or so. And I'll have to look through my emails here and get one that I can send to you, a contact point to get in touch with him. Chuck, KO4VNZ, how have you been, and how's the bands treating you, K3FR?
K3FR, this is KO4VNZ, Chuck and Opal. Thank you, Ron, for taking the net. Before I go any farther, just let me know, am I overcoming the light interference? Over.
At this time, Chuck, yes, you are. You're doing a very good job of it. Go ahead.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I moved outside, so I'm out in the front yard. Of course, I've got all the dogs in the neighborhood barking at me. Not much to report. Had a frustrating week trying to get my laptop to talk to my transceiver, my HF transceiver, with no joy yet. I do plan to be at the club breakfast, so hopefully I'll see people there. I'm not sure that I'll have much more time this week to work on my problem with my my transceiver and laptop. I've got a bunch of other things going on. Stuff in preparations for the upcoming election or the primary election. So with that, I'll pass it back to you. This is KO4VNZ back to net.
Okay, Chuck, very good. And I want to thank you for volunteering your service as a poll watcher there. That's very important to our processes here in the United States. K1HTV, Rich, how have you been? And how's the radios for you? I know 6 has been kind of dead because all I've heard is his mic calling CQDX, and he hasn't been getting very much in terms of response. K1HTV, K3FR.
Ron, K3FR from K1HTV. Yes, 6 has been dead. 10 and 12 have been, and 15 have been really hot. This morning on the repeater, I ran into an old friend, many of us know, a Sippy, KS1PPY. He's going to get back into action, a new roof. He's going to have get the antennas on the roof again shortly, hopefully get his wire antenna working. He'll be up at the breakfast on Saturday with his dad and a friend named Paul who lives in Warrington. He recently, Sippy, His mother passed away the past month or so, and his dad is kind of down, and he's hoping to get his dad into the hobby and have him become active in ham radio, and also his friend Paul is interested. So they'll both be there along with Sippy, so I look forward to seeing them all on Saturday. In the past hour or so, we've had an impulsive solar flare, about an X1.9 flare, about 7 minutes after 7 p.m. local time. And about between 5 of 7 and 5 of 8, I was on 10-meter FT4 and worked 36 JA stations on FT4. Incredible. They kept coming and coming. 36 JAs, 5 Chinese, and 1 South Korean. Just incredible opening. I made an announcement about how good it was. So hopefully some others were able to get on and work some DX. I'm in the process of rebuilding the Red Pattaya, a board containing the Red Pattaya SDRs and combiners, splitters, and preamps. Probably about 85% done, and still have to run extension cables, but that will give me room to put the K3 that I got from the N4RP in place where the Red Pattayas were before. Finally, in the DX world, tomorrow is the last day to work Juan Fernandez Island, CB0ZA, CB0ZEW, the two main stations that have been on. And again, tomorrow's the last day. They break down after tomorrow, and then actually they break down on Friday and then leave the island on Saturday. So if you haven't worked Juan Fernandez Island, do a search for them. And the probably easiest way to find out what frequency they're actually on is HamSpots. If you have a subscription, which is free, to hamspots.net, you can tell exactly the frequency or frequencies that are active, they are active on, in what mode. Finally, 8R7 X-ray ends their de-expedition to Guyana on Saturday the 24th, and they are active this evening down in 3567 and around there on FT8. If you want to check out other de-expeditions, what's happening, check NG3K. Do a Google search for NG3K. The expeditions. It'll tell you all the DX that's on. The schedule will be on in the next couple of weeks. That's it. Back to Net Control. See you guys Saturday at the 5-hour breakfast. This is K1HTV.
Oh, very good, Rich. And yeah, I'm looking at that the flare on Solar Ham. Looks pretty impressive there. We've had too many of them recently, but we'll just have to see. Just have to see how things go. Very good. Thank you for the report. W4RKU. How have you been doing, Kevin? K3FR.
K3FR, W4RKU, in the net. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Been doing well. Been getting some of my confirmations from the GX contest this weekend, and I confirmed a couple of new ones. Got Thailand and Tanzania and Easter Island. All three CW. I finally got Juan Fernandez on CW today, about 2:30, and I worked the other one Rich mentioned was 8R something X or something, whatever. I worked him last week CW, so. Things are going pretty good for me. I bought another Anytone radio. I'm going to swap it out and put it in my car for VAQP, because what I have in my car now is only 2 meters. So this way I'll be able to go between 2 and 440, because I think I'm going to do some mobile on Sunday. Of the contest. So that's my plan. We'll see how it works out. That's all I have for tonight, Ron. K3FR, W4RKU, back to net.
Very good, Kevin. Yeah, and just noting I'm looking and continuing to look here on Solar Hams. A couple of nice coronal holes that are there, and one's coming up in the next day or two here that's going to start facing Earth. So, we got some activity there on the sun. Thank you for your comments. KO4RBW, David, how are you doing this week? K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4RBW. Doing well on this side. I have been missing the radio support for some time now due to work, but hopefully things will slow down a little bit and I'll be able to pick it back up. But just wanted to log into the net tonight and say hello to everybody. This is KO4RBW back to net.
Okay, very good, David. Thank you. And that brings us to Stephen, HE4SR. How are you, K3FR?
Hi, doing well. My big success for the week is getting a straight key hooked up to practice some CW. So a buddy of mine in Michigan has been practicing with me a little bit here and there over the week and trying to pick the skill back up after 22 years of not practicing at all. So that's my big news. At least have a gear hooked up and can get some time on it and get back up to speed and remember what I once knew. I'll give it back to you in that control. This is AG4SR.
AG4SR, K3FR. Thank you, Stephen. And yeah, I know what you mean in terms of leaving the keep silent for 20-some years. I've been through that, and I still am for somewhat. Need to shake the cobwebs off. Maybe I better actually try to get on the air and do some more. I gotta get on the lower bands better. K4SOO, James, what's new with you, K3FR?
K3FR in the net, this is K4SOO. First, I'm going to do a quick radio check. I had to change antennas right in the middle of this. Are you picking me up? Okay, over.
Yeah, I would give you a full quieting. James, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm having problems with one of my antennas right now, so everything kept dropping it out, and I'm not but 3-4 miles away from the repeater, so matter of fact, I can see it line of sight, so I'll have something to work on later this week. As for successes for the week, I was able to take advantage of 10 meters on the 19th, and I picked up four Japan's, Philippines, South Korea, Sabah, and St. Eustatius, and also Antigua and Barbuda, and I had a bunch of West Coast stations as well, all on FT8, and I'll be keeping an eye out for some additional FT long haul as we start to get more and more sunspot activity. And that's really about it for the week. So, K3FR, this is K4SOO, back to the net.
Okay, very good, James. K4SOO, K3FR. Keep things going there. Just be active. KQ4LWP, how've you been? What have you been doing this week? This is K3FR for the Farinet. Over. WP, excellent. You've been having some good time there on the radio, and we'll certainly keep an eye out for you on the Vienna or Virginia QSO party. I will be active, as well as I know a number of the other members of the net here and of the club. So wish you well in that. David, KK4ZUU, how have you been? K3FR.
K3FR in the net. I've been fine. I've been trying to take care of my health a little more and looking forward to VAQP. I lost my rover from last year. A drunk driver took it out. So I have to rig up a new one. I'm making progress on that. So that's mostly what I've been doing the past week or so is getting parts, finding parts, and trying to figure out where to put them on the new vehicle. And looking at mesh tactic stuff, trying to improve my signal down that way. KK4Z, UU, back to the net.
Very good, David. We all have those problems every once in a while. F4KL, Kevin, in Haymarket, how are you today? And what have you been doing on the vans? K3FR.
K3FR from N4KL. Well, thanks for running the net, first of all. I haven't been doing much on HF, checked into a few HF nets, but one of my antennas is down, so I've got to drop that out of the tree and fix that. And I've got a lot of radio projects on the list that I just haven't quite gotten to yet, so hopefully I'll have some successes to report next week. That's it from here, 73, and I'll talk to you later from N4KL.
Okay, very good, Kevin. Thank you very much. And that brings us down to Andy, K1RA. What you got for us, over?
Good evening, Ron. Thanks for running the net tonight. A couple of maybe announcements or posts for the group. First, regarding a presentation, or more of a Q&A session, I'll be doing on WebEx next Tuesday. If you've been watching Groups IO, you've seen my announcements, and those people interested in learning a little bit more about the N1MM Plus Logger in support of using it during the Virginia QSO party. So the date is now Tuesday, February 27th, 7 to 9 p.m. on WebEx. Those who have said they are interested, you should be getting a link to that in the coming days, and probably just a little intro to what to expect. If you haven't signed up yet, please look for the thread and throw your name in there so I can track you and make sure that you have all the information to attend. Probably the week after that, which would be the first week in March, expect an announcement from me regarding a NetOps WebEx. I've already had a couple of folks reach out and say that they are interested in becoming net control operators. We're going to be doing a little bit of revamping of some net scripts, making it a little bit easier, and getting a couple new folks in. So, again, post it on Groups.io. Chime in if you're interested in sitting in on that Q&A session and intro. Other than that, getting ready this coming Monday, heading up to Frederick County, out just west of Winchester, start preparing the multi station for the Virginia contest. We'll be running the call KW4VA. Monday is going to be a day 60 degrees, they say, so I'm going to try to get up on the roof and get out in the yard up there on the hill. My buddy Terry WAZN has recently moved, and get the antennas up in the air and start getting the station together. So more to follow as we prepare for that contest. And also today I got an email from Terry, and he's invited me on an all-expense-paid trip to Dayton, Ohio, Xenia Hamfest in May. So I'll be supporting him and his wife, Margie, running the Directive Systems and Engineering antenna booth out there in the somewhere in the infield of the racetrack for those going out there. Hope to see you there. And that's it, Ron. Back to net. K1RA.
Okay, very good, Andy. K1RA, K3FR. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make the Tuesday night WebEx, but are there plans to publish it read the repeater? Well, yeah, on our website. Over.
Absolutely. I will work with Kevin to make sure that the recording gets posted under the members only section. If you haven't already, I think you might have said what your interests were. Any questions that you might want to pose that you might want answered, even though you can't attend, make sure that got in the thread on Groups.io. And I will dedicate some time to answer. Even though you're not there, I'll try to cover whatever sections you might be interested in. Back to net. K1RA.
Okay, Andy. Yeah, no, I have. I've already in my earlier email, I kind of indicated what I'd be interested in for it. I have been active with it. Used it a fair amount. So I guess probably some of the finer details of it, some of the windows that don't normally think about it. Maybe just I need to start using the band map window there. So that's it. Are there? Well, now go back and ask for any additional check-ins, and or any rechecks for the Vera Wednesday Services Net. This is K3FR.
K3FR, KB3. ARZ, the name's Bob, Indian Head, Maryland. Thank you for a wonderful net so far.
This is Kilo Delta 4, Kilo Whiskey, Zulu, Mobile, I-81.
W8BT, in and out.
Okay, I picked up KB3ARZ, Bob, in Indian Head, Maryland. I've got KD4, KWZ, Mobile. Where are you? Let me just pick up the mobile there first. Bob, you're going to be quite strong to us, so no problem with that. KD4, KWZ, what's your approximate location, K3FR?
This is KD4KWZ. Yeah, I'm near Winchester right now, passing through the city, off of 81, heading to Berkeley Medical Center to work.
Okay, very good. You're up in Winchester. We've got that on there. And good to have you join us there. KB3ARZ, how's it going for you to this week, Bob? Go ahead.
KB3ARZ so far says that I'm been off for the last 3 days, back to work tomorrow, but I'm heard some interesting conversations about CW. A couple of gentlemen said they haven't done CW in them. 20 years. I haven't done CW, and I'm 43 years, so I'm getting my ears trying to get used to back to it, so that's one of my favorite ways to communicate, at least it used to be. I would love to get back into that, and I am going to do it someday. Fascinating way to communicate. This could be free. ARZ, back to net control.
Okay, Bob, very good, and yep. I was one of them, and yeah, it's been quite a while. Our mobile station there, KD4, could you please repeat your call? I hit the wrong key on the computer and lost your call into the vast in abyss. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. This is Kilo Delta 4, Kilo Whiskey Zulu. Name here's Nathan, November Alpha Tango, Hotel Alpha November. Yeah, I'm just hitting West Virginia right now, going across the border. But, yeah, nothing going on here. Just preparing to have my fun at work.
Okay, Nathan, I don't know if you were, are in strange there still or not. You did drop out. I understand that you're just on the border there of West Virginia, as well as being on your way to work. Well, I only wish you a safe journey there. And I do recognize Travis, who was a in and out. Very good. Any other check-ins or rechecks? This is K3FR. Okay, very good. Nothing heard. Thank you very much for tonight. getting caught up in my, there being no further check-ins or comments. This concludes the Funk Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. Well, thank you all for all participants this evening. If you have questions or comments on tonight's net about Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango at W4VA Whiskey 4 Victor Alpha.org, and you'll receive a prompt reply. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after conclusion of the net. This is K3FR returning the repeater to normal use. Just one quick question, Andy. You want to run a UHF check-in? Over.
Not in a position to do that. I'll do that when I run that ops, but not tonight. K1RA.
Okay, very good. This is then K3FR closing the net. Thank you all for being with us. Good evening.
KPT, K1HTV. You're on, Travis. Sorry, I didn't get back your email right away. Robert's radio is working again. Thanks for the offer to look at it. The Not sure what the problem is.
Alpha, Alpha, 1.
Disconnect first. The radio initially had no signal at all. Eventually it was spiking audio, and I hear very weakly on 6 meters. And then we ran some more tests, and the next day all of a sudden started working, but told them to turn the mic gain all the way down, and it still was had very heavy audio, so I'm not sure if it's a loose knob. But he says it does go all the way down to left to the counterclockwise position. I've not run a check with him yet, but apparently Robert's back on the air again with a signal, good amount of RF out, but not sure if the distortion, why there might be some distortion on his signal, but thanks for the offer anyway. How you been doing, and any plans for the tower?
Oh, very good. I'm glad to hear Robert's radio is working again, and it's kind of interesting. I don't know if I've ever I've researched a lot of the Kenwood issues when I had the TSA-50. I found a really good page that listed a lot of the issues and some of the components that fail. But as far as the tower goes, I'm not sure. We've still got a little bit of groundwork to do here come spring, and then hopefully find a home for it and get a hold of. A lot of things went on. My aunt moved out of her house, kind of into a, I'll call it a tiny house, or maybe a shed, but my sister has now moved into her house, sister and her family, so, yeah, a lot of things, a lot of trees coming down, so, yeah, good things happening around here, I guess, but, waiting for a little bit warmer weather, which I guess might actually kind of be here next week. Glad to hear Robert's radio is working again. Be curious to maybe try and make a contact with him one day. I'll have to catch him on here one day. K1HTV, W8BT.
W8BT, K1HTV. Yeah, he's on off, and you'll hear him in the morning, sometimes calling me, and I'll come back to him from here. And set up a schedule. I'm sure he'd be glad to work other club members. Okay, on the family situation there and the moves. So the big pine tree that was in front of the house, is that down now?
Yeah, both of the spruce trees are gone now.
Okay. Very good. Well, that you don't have to worry about it coming down across the house, and, of course, gives you room now to rotate even a big Yagi, I think, if you could get the tower up next. Hopefully get it up in the spring. We're coming up to the peak of the solar cycle. I think this is in the next 6 months or so, I think we'll see the peak. It'll tail down after that, but 6 meters should be great. At least in the spring now, we're getting the TEP season. Of course, E-skip and trans-equatorial, SSSP, which is summer solstice, short skip propagation over the pole to Asia, occurs in the summertime, usually around July, and also openings to the Middle East can occur about that time. So if you get the beam up in the air, you should be in good shape to work a good amount of DX. Anyway, very good on everything. We'll see you again on the radio, I'm sure, during the week. And, of course, the BAQ, so party's coming around. I'll sign with you. I'll see if Rob's still around. W4VFW, I'd like to chat quickly with him. W8BT, to get it? K1HTV.
K1HTV, W8BT. All right, very good, Rich. Yeah, I heard somebody double, I think, with you there in the very beginning, but they didn't pop back in. But, I'll let it go here. But, looking forward to it. Going to try and get through VAQP first. But, I had my radio in the shack disconnected for a day or two there after the your noise-finding thing. I've got a Yaesu VX5R will do AM on 135 in the aircraft band. So, but I couldn't find a proper F connector to hook up a little dipole I had. I was going to try and check my poles, but anyway, I'll say 73, W8BT clear.
Good, Travis. Yeah, the 135 megs on AM, that's what you need for a receiver, and a couple of the antennas that are on this particular unit, just little telescopic ones, one on each side, and you could compress them in if the signal's really strong, and then aim the ends at the antenna of the antenna at the noise, and boy, once you found the right pole, it'll dip right down. Mark used his. He found some noise at a couple of poles in front of his house. It's K4SO. And he had to return the unit back here. So I've got it. I'll bring it on Saturday back to Keith, KD9ATF. And it could be a show-and-tell item there if people want to see what it looks like. So we'll see you again. Take care. And let's see if Rob is still here. W8BT over to W4VFW, if you're still there, down in Irwin, Tennessee. This is K1HTV. Sounds like you got a new microphone. Over. Maybe that was Rob that left us. I know AA1RB signed out when I first started. Last call, W4VFW, K1HTV. You're on there, Rob? Yes, not. Okay, 7-3, guys. K1HTV. I think I'll watch a little TV. K1HTV, clear. Good night.
7-3, Rich, W8BT. I was going to say real quick, the antenna I was going to use is an old, one of the little plastic rabbit ear telescopic antennas with the 300-ohm twin lead that came out of it. I was going to use that. I figured that'd be put a little handle on it, a little fiberglass handle on it, and use that to turn it. But I gotta find another 300 to 75-ohm coax adapter to get that in play. But anyway, 73W8BT.
You really need a couple of rabbit ears. You need one on each side so you can make a dipole so you can actually null it. Do you have a single or you have another one? You have two rabbit ears?
No, it is a dipole. It's got the two twin telescopics with the little plastic thing that used to, like back in the 80s, they stuck back, late 70s, early 80s, they stuck down into a hole on the TV.
So when you mean, okay, yeah, that'll work fine. That's going to work fine. Yeah, all you need is a 75-ohm to a 300-ohm transformer. I just bought a couple of them. I use them as combiners for the HF, for splitters. I take in, like, the TV feed from the rabbit ears, from the Yagi, for the Yagi preamp, into one of these, and one of them feeds the SDR, and the other will feed another device. Same thing with some of the other antennas, the beverage antenna. For the beverage, I'm using a BNC type splitter, but I've got a couple of them that used quite successfully, even now up to the down to the broadcast band and below. They say they're good from 5 megs up to 900 megs, but I find that they're quite functional below down to the broadcast band, 1 megahertz or so, as a splitter. So, well, good luck in finding one. Usually people have them in their junk box. I'll have to look a little deeper. I think I've been using all the ones I have, so I had to buy a couple on eBay for, I think, $5 or so a piece. They're not that expensive. Not eBay, Amazon. See you later, Travis, W8BT, K1HTV.
Okay, Rich, 7-3. Yeah, I know I've probably got one extra around here. I've got one that's in use on the porch for my FM broadcast radio because I'm using the 300-ohm full-width dipole out there for reception. But I could take that one out of line if I want to, but I know there's plenty of them around here. I just got to find them in the amongst the mess. Anyway, 73W8BT.
Big night, K1HTV, clear.